Brandon Albert's doing better. Fasano's doing better. Fisher, who was hurt yesterday, he actually is doing a little bit better today. Justin Houston, again, he's doing better. And JMJ had a AC sprain, slight AC sprain, and he's doing okay. A little bit sore, but doing okay. So we'd have most of these guys if we practiced today. We'd have most of them back and ready to go. Again, a good win yesterday, and I mentioned a lot of things go into that. The people in this building here, number one. And the great effort that they've put in, I'm saying the whole organization, starts with Clark Hunt and the Hunt family, and then we've all pulled together as an organization, and that's contributed to the success. It's not just about the players. It's not just about the coaches. And then I would include in there the kingdom and the great support that we get every time we step into Arrowhead and or go on the road. The fans are spectacular, and their support has been a great contributor to leading us into the playoffs here. So, and we clearly have a ton of room here to improve and need to improve, and we're going to keep working on that. I thought it was a good effort by the fellows and the coaches and players yesterday. It's a tough thing to come off of a win like we had in Washington and then come back strong and not, you know, not let your guard down, but work even harder and work at getting better and you know, still respecting your opponent and then getting yourself right and going through that whole process. It's easy to say, it's a hard thing to do. We're human beings in this business, and natural tendency for us humans is to they didn't do that. They kept their drive up, and they followed the process all week and came out and put together a pretty good game. Again, I'll reiterate that in all three phases, we've got plenty of room to improve, and we'll keep doing that. We're able to get some guys back healthy here, which would lead me into just mentioning about John Dorsey and his staff, and we've had guys that have been banged up, and other guys have stepped in and done a heck of a job, and that's a tribute to John and his staff on keeping the competition level very high amongst the different positions, and thus, when somebody gets hurt, that next person comes in, and we're still able to function at a high level. So my hat goes off to John and his crew there. So without the time, George.
As a playoff qualifier, do you look at injuries a little bit differently in terms of returning guys? Is the urgency different now? Because you're in, do you err on the side of making sure a guy is healthier, knowing that there is a postseason?
Well, like I said, with that competition level that we've got here amongst the positions, we're able to allow the guys to, and not that other teams don't, but we're comfortable with the guys healing up. We're not forcing anybody back in that's in a position where they would re-injure themselves. I mean, that's just not, we haven't done that all season. So we're not going to start doing that now or ever as long as I'm here. So I just, that's not how we roll. If the guys can play, then they're going to play. I mean, that's what they do, and they want to do that. And the rest of our season is as important to us is the beginning of our season here. So we're not backing off on anything there. We're going to keep working the process and making sure that get guys ready to play, and that we do our part as coaches and we do our part as players.
Yeah. Jamal has battled injuries all year. Does he look as healthy now as he's been all year in your mind?
Yeah, his injuries have been just kind of nicks and bruises, I mean, which are typical. I mean,
the blisters and stuff have healed.
We got him to wear a couple pairs of socks. I mean, that was about that simple. Get him healed up and then put a couple pairs of socks on, and it worked out okay for him. But yeah, he's good. He takes great care of himself, and he's got a certain routine that he goes through every day, and as you know, that's a tough position, man, to play. You get this time of year, and you see running backs that production starts going down a little bit. He's been able to maintain a high level. I think some of that also is Nile, and Nile's getting better, and that's given him an opportunity to be spotted every once in a while.
Coach, I know you want to win every game, and divisional games are always more important, but is it important? I mean, is it just about the playoffs, or you could have been 1-5 in this division and you know, had a good chance of still being in the playoffs. How much does it matter to make that divisional record as much as it can possibly be?
Well, I mean, that's important. I mean, we want to, you know, these are loaded. That's a little bit loaded, but I'm saying that you want to win every game,
right.
And you want to maximize yourself every week, going through the process to win every game. So
maybe a better way to phrase it, I apologize. It's going to carry. You know, you're going to play those teams next year. Those guys are, you know, your division mm-hmm. opponents are on schedule every year. Does it carry forward? I mean, is that something you build momentum and assert dominance in a division by building up wins, or is every year just a new year?
You want to establish a you know a certain thing within your division there. So I would say yes. I would also say every year is a different year. But I tell you that absolutely when there's a great rivalry amongst the AFC West. And so when you have an opportunity to play those teams, you want to give it your best shot. I mean, that's what you want to do.
Have you seen enough of Donald Stevenson at left tackle to draw conclusions, big picture, upside, long term, about him being a starter there and being very effective, a high echelon player?
I haven't looked forward on it. I can tell you though that he's doing a nice job. I think he can play either tackle and play at a high level. After how many ever games he started here, I would tell you that. I'd tell you that there's some things he knows that he needs to get better at, and he's wired right where he'll keep working on that. I always keep in mind that he's a second-year player, which and he's doing a nice job, you know, playing against pretty good competition.
The Colts, your next opponent, there's still a lot to be decided as to who you're going to play in the postseason. They're going to be there, and the way it lines up now, and maybe more than likely, but that would be potentially your opponent. Does that change anything you do? Do you keep something in reserve because you might see them in 2 weeks?
I don't think you do. You've got enough we're far enough along in the year. You got enough in the playbook that you can draw from on both sides of the ball and special teams wise. So I don't think there's any reason to do that. Plus there's the season's still alive. I mean, you want to go in and give it your best shot, and then I'd probably tell you the same thing I told you when we played Denver. I mean, you give it your best shot the first time, you come back 2 weeks later and give it your best shot then. So that's how we'll approach it.
There is still kind of that carrot out there for a possible division title, as opposed to just being in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I guess it is. This team's wired maybe a little different than that question. I never sensed at any time or heard them talking about if New England won or lost, or I didn't hear any of that. Miami won or lost. There was none of that going on. So I think that they're going to finish out strong no matter what the outcome is. I feel as a coach, you tell them to go get them, they're going to go get them. that's how they're wired that way. So.
Coach Jamal and Alex both credited you in their press conference yesterday for putting them in great positions to succeed. I know you take pride in doing that with your coaching staff. Can you just evaluate how the offensive game plan went down yesterday?
Yeah, well, I thought Doug put the game plan together, so I thought he did a good job. Brad Childress actually had a big part in it too with that one touchdown call on the third and one. That was a play. Brad always stays in advance. Part of his job is to stay a week or two in advance on each team, and he had that one drawn up 2 weeks ago. So. And ready to go. So between the coaches there, I'm saying all of them. They collectively, I thought they all did a nice job. And then the players, they believe in what the coaches are teaching them, and they went out and did a great job with it. Inevitably, the player has to execute, and they executed very well, I thought. And it's great to see guys compliment each other. And you see that from the defensive side, within the defense, you see it within the offense, and then you see the defense complimenting the offense and so on. Cyrus's run there at the end, Brandon Flowers is sitting on the bench in the back, sees Cyrus get the first down, and he bolts off the bench to come greet Cyrus over by the sideline. I mean, that kind of stuff, that's good stuff, and that's what a team's all about.
Andy, how concerned are you? The defense has given up 68 plays of 20 yards or more and 10 yesterday.
We've got to cut down on that. Big plays are they can hurt you, obviously, and so we're addressing that, and we'll get that worked out. I wouldn't get hung up too much on it now. The final scores are what you're looking at, and that and turnovers. When a defense puts together as many turnovers as our defense put together and gave the offense an opportunity with the field position, along with the special teams giving the offense an opportunity for field position, that's important stuff.
Coach, what was the atmosphere like when Oakland closed it to four? I mean, it looked like a lot of people watching on TV. Running some errands, thinking this thing was over.
I mean, you could say that the momentum was swinging in their favor. I didn't feel that necessarily on our sideline. I felt like our guys just kind of dug in and said, "Hey, listen, we got to recapture this thing and finish it the right way." And that's what they did. I didn't see panic by the coaches or the players. It just was kind of a refocus. You see this in the NBA. You see it in baseball and see it in football. It's kind of the one thing that carries over between the three is if a team gets a big lead, there's normally one push that takes place. And if you can shut that push down, you kind of got it, right? And so I thought Oakland did a heck of a job. I mean, they're a well-coached team, and they've got good players. They made that push, and we were able to kind of recapture it and clamp on it. That was an important thing to do, obviously, to win the game. It was very important.
You reference other sports. In basketball, they talk about, you got the star, but they'll try to get some other guys going, so it's not just on that one guy. Like that in football too. I mean, Jamal, you had a mismatch. You found something you saw you could exploit. You did it. It worked great. But long term, at some point, other guys need to get going in addition to you. Do you become too easy to stop if it's all on Jamal?
The knee part was you saw Dwayne do some nice things early and a big third down catch early, and we went to him early for some big plays. So and really had a couple opportunities. And I know you watched the tape. So the one sack when we had the two backs in the backfield, I mean, he had run a beautiful route there and probably would have scored on that. So Dwayne's a huge part of this thing. And we feel very comfortable with him. McCluster is out, and then you see A.J. Do a couple nice things, and you saw Chad have a couple nice, a nice grab there and down the red zone. You saw Donnie Avery with a couple big catches. So, and then Nile keeps getting better and better as we go here. McGrath has made some big catches. He had a nice touchdown for us in a traffic area. So, and right when you think you have all those guys down, the sausage catches that one right at the end, to ice a game for us. So you have all those different things. Those are all things that the defense has to be concerned about. And Alex knows when to dial them up and use all of them, which is the most important part of him.
You got another return touchdown, been very effective. I think it's 11 special teams or defensive returns. Is that something you can – because it's been so good, you can count on getting one of those? Or is it still just kind of a byproduct of, putting yourself in a position to do it? Or can you factor those in knowing you're more than likely maybe going to get a score one of those other ways?
I'm not sure you count on them as much as you strive to get them. In this business, you don't count on anything. You go out and work to earn the right to get yourself in that end zone. And, and likewise with your turnovers, it's the same mentality at all the positions. So, we don't count on that. We work on it and we have high expectations for it.
Andy, the head coaching fraternity is a small group. Chuck Pagano seems to be one of those genuine guys that everybody pulled for in the league when he was going through his illness and then came back. Why does that work, the player's coach that he is in India? You can tell the guys really have an affection for their head coach, which doesn't always mean that you play well, but in his case it does, it seems to.
Yeah, Chuck Pagano's a stud. He's a great, great person. And, he overcame a disease that was a challenge in his life, and he stepped up and beat it along with the doctors and the support of his teammate, of his staff and his football team. So he's a special guy, and he's a good football coach on top of that. It's a family affair. His brother, from John, who's the defensive coordinator at San Diego. So they grew up in a football family. He understands the game and does a nice job with coaching.
Thank you.